Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll throw that in there. Boy, I just heard that. A commercial with the Keter. The Keter's my idol. He never stops. He's never. I knew him when I was a kid. The Keter is a very, very, very interesting guy. But all right, I'm going to tell you why Ben Simmons is going to be here. But before I do, for the whole season without playing, but I'm going to take a phone call before I do that. Frankie, you're on WIP.
Oh yes. Hi, Howard. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, first, hey, number one, hey, my mom, God bless her soul, she loved Jerry Blatt.
Yeah. The Keter is an interesting guy.
It is an interesting guy. Anyway, Howard, this is actually a tough question. And some of the players I would have to answer are well over 25 years. I'm going with Chase Utley because the Phillies don't win that 2008 World Series without him.
Yeah, but they might not win without Ryan Howard in another year.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
It's really, baseball is really hard. You know, when you think about, all right, who is the most dynamic MVP? You know, when a guy has an unbelievable year.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Well, I can't say Bryce Harper.
Well, no, but like Mike Trout has won 3 MVPs and their team hasn't won. But who else was in the American League? Otani. I mean, that's just, and I took him out of the mix.
Well,
that
if you don't mind
amazing.
Me saying, because I think Mike Trout likes to hide. He'd have been awesome on the East Coast here, whoever he played for. I just want to make just one Phillies comment.
Okay,
please,
so who would you so you would take? Did you just say Chase Utley? Is that who you said?
I said Chase Utley. Yes.
Okay. All right. I'll put you in the mix. But all right, what else did you want to say, Frankie?
Yes, I want to. Please don't trade Reese. Just give this guy another year. He comes back healthy. Let's take the chance. He's got the possibility of 25, 30 home runs.
I know. Here's the problem. And I like Reese as a player and as a person, but defensively he's below average. He's a DH. Phillies have a team of DHs. Realmuto's a DH. Alec Bohm, I don't even know if he's going to hit again, but he can't play defense.
No, he can't. Alec.
Okay, he's a DH. Hoskins is a DH. I mean, you have all these DHs, and you don't even know if it's going to be implemented in the National League, and it may be, but we won't know that until March probably. His player's contract is going to be an issue. So we may not know that until March. And the other issue is he's got a contract coming up when he's a free agent. I think it's after this season. And Scott Boras, who ain't giving anybody discounts, Bryce Harper can say, you know, oh, yeah, you know, bring players here and give the Phillies a discount. He ain't giving anybody discounts.
It's about his game.
It's like the $500,000 bonus for Bryce Harper being the MVP. Does Bryce Harper need that money when he's making $330 million in his contract?
No.
The agent gets a cut of that. So it's all about Scott Boras, and he's his agent, and that's a problem. That's a problem. I do not think that's going to be an easy signing, and that's another issue. So I don't know. That's really a serious thought. If you can get a number 3 pitcher and maybe somebody else, because they need another pitcher.
Yeah, they do.
Bryce Harper said in, I think it was a Zoom call with the Phillies media, with the Philadelphia media, he said Eflin's not going to be ready by the start of the season. So he knows. The Phillies aren't saying that, but it sounds like he knows. They need another pitcher.
Yeah,
so if
do.
You can get a third starter, that's what, and somebody else, then I would trade Rhys Hoskins.
Howard, are the Phillies going to trade Aaron Nola?
No, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. Hey, Frankie, thanks for the call. No, but I wouldn't be opposed to it. His decline, he started declining a little bit. He never has a good September. I don't know why that's the case. He's a good pitcher, but I don't know what you would get for him because he's still their number two or worse number three starter. Let's go to Ken. Ken, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard. How are you today? I know you've never had a bad day in your life.
That's correct. It's a hell of a streak. Let me. Hey, when I'm at the Borgata, how can this be a bad day? Tell me, how can this be a bad day?
You've been saying that since you were on WWDB when I was a kid. So.
The Borgata didn't exist back in those days, but yeah, that was a station for people who don't know. That's where I first did talk radio at an FM station, which, by the way, this company that I work for now owns that frequency with different call letters.
Well, I've been listening to you and enjoying you since then and largely agreeing with you. A quick Ben Simmons point, a quick Phillies point. Let me get my season out of the way. Turned out to be not a great guy after all, but Tiger Woods' 2000 season was one for the record book.
What did he do in the 2000 season?
Well, that's when he won the Masters, he won the U.S. Open by 15 strokes at Pebble Beach. You know, he made it look like he was playing against in a high school tournament against. The best field in the world.
I was just, because sometimes the years run together, but that's a good one. We're going to put you in the mix. All right, what did you want to say about, I guess, Bryce Harper?
Well, Ben Simmons first, real quick.
Oh, okay.
Ben Simmons' value in the market is predicated on his value to the Sixers, and he has zero value to the Sixers right now, so I don't know what value anybody could possibly expect them to get back in a trade when he has no value to the team that owns him right now.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. You brought that up. He's got, and Daryl Morey is a stone cold fraud as a president and general manager. A fraud. He's done nothing in his career. He's had good teams. That's not good enough. So a lot of guys have good teams that are idiots. But what has he done? What has he done for the Sixers? Oh, he got Seth Curry. Oh, great. That's great. He got Danny Green. Oh, how's that working out? I mean, he didn't draft Maxey. That was not his draft. So let's not get confused. That was not his draft. What has he done? And he got, wait a minute. He got George Hill at the trade deadline last year. Boy, did that work out well. And he didn't get Kyle Lowry. He is stubborn. He overvalues his players, and this is not just my opinion. It's and I've gotten this from people in the NBA. He overvalues all his players. He's stubborn. He thinks he's smarter. He's the smartest guy in the room. It doesn't matter what room he's in. He's the smartest guy in the room. And here's why Ben Simmons is going to be here all year. Because he's stubborn, and he won't trade him for what he thinks is his value, and Ben Simmons is not going to play. He's going to be here a whole year. Somebody would trade for him, but not what Daryl Morey thinks he's worth. He's going to be here. He actually, I had heard, actually from one person, and then I checked with somebody else, and they told me the same thing, that he thinks he's got a chance to get James Harden after the season in a sign and trade, because he's a free agent, but you can't put him into your cap. In a sign and trade with the Nets. So he's going to hold on because he thinks he's smarter than you are. He's more stubborn than anybody that you could even imagine. And that's what he's going to do. And he's not going to get value for him. So,
couldn't
or what
have said
he
better
thinks
myself.
Is value. So he's going to be here.
Couldn't
the
have
whole
said
year.
It better myself. All couldn't right. have said it better myself. So. Bryce Harper, real quick. I have a hard time considering being critical of Bryce Harper for, you know, maybe a three-game stretch in September, when the only reason the Phillies were still relevant in that three-game stretch in Atlanta was because of what Bryce Harper had done for the previous, you know, 75 games. So I think he's the MVP of the league. He deserves the MVP of the league. And being critical of you know, 12 at-bats to me is picking nits for
well,
the sake
of... Here's what I'll say. He's the player of the year. Okay, no question. He's the player of the year. But the MVP, I really like to give it. This is, and the writers used to like to do this, but I mean, half the writers shouldn't even be voting anymore because they don't even know what the hell they're doing. And it's a disgrace that the writers still vote for that award. But I like to take it from a team that made the playoffs. And your vote doesn't have to be in until after the end of the season before the playoffs start. And to me, that's most valuable. To say without Bryce Harper, they would have been worse. Well, what's the difference? They didn't make the playoffs anyway. What's the difference? They're 2 games over .500. Is that any big deal? 2 games over .500? Okay, so they would have been 15 games below .500. Does that make any difference? They still don't make the playoffs. So what difference does that make? That's why Austin Riley, and again, Bryce Harper had a great year, and he's the player of the year. But Austin Riley came from a team that got to the playoffs, that stepped it up in September, that showed you that he was, without him, the Braves don't win the division. Without him, the Braves don't win the division. And you could say, without Bryce Harper, the Phillies don't have a chance. But they didn't win the division, and they didn't make the playoffs. Again, I think Bryce Harper's a great guy, and he's had a terrific season, and he plays hard. He does all the things that you want a player to do. But I like to take a player from a team that made the playoffs. It's my belief. That's all. All right?
Understood. Understood. Okay. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Have a great day.
Take care. You too. All right. When we come back, I am going to, it is a parody song by Joe Conklin's daughter, Casey, that they played on the morning show. And if you didn't hear it, you've got to hear it. It depicts and it puts Ben Simmons in the absolute right place. But well, I still want to talk about the Eagles because it's a game that New Orleans really has to win, and the Eagles need to win. Let me couch it like that. Right now the spread's 2.5, and we'll have Mark Lawrence on it about 9:40 to take a look at the weekend football. 215-592-9494. I think Arthur got a reprieve from the joint. And who knows, he could even be calling from the joint.
Because you're a loser.
Sometime in the next hour. WIP Sports Time is 8:56.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.